This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to a Memorial Day edition of Washtenaw United. This is our weekly feature in which we explore issues of equity and opportunity through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and today our guest is the CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. His name is Neil Hajra, and thank you so much for the time today, Neil.
It's my pleasure, David. Thanks for having me.
Well, the foundation's been working in and for the community for more than 50 years now. And going back for a moment, what was the original mission when it was formed?
Yeah, that's a great question, and gives me the chance to share a little-known fact, David. The birth of the Community Foundation in 1963 was actually catalyzed by the United Way. The United Way at the time determined that in addition to its model, the community needed a savings account for philanthropy, and that's where a community foundation comes in. So our mission is to enrich the quality of life in Washtenaw County through philanthropy, we're a great complement to the United Way, and the difference between our two institutions is that we focus on permanent endowment, where we take gifts, invest them in permanent funds, and then in perpetuity grant out from those funds to great nonprofits and for scholarship purposes as well.
So all of these years later, five plus decades, does the work and the mission remain the same?
Yeah, actually, amazingly, it points to the timeless nature of not just United Ways, but also community foundations. So I believe it was about a decade where the community foundation, when it started, was basically housed under the United Way. Then we became an independent institution. And since then have grown tremendously thanks to the generosity of the community. So we now have, you know, close to $150 million in assets. We've doubled in size just in the last 5 years. And the most important thing, David, is your point. Our mission remains the same, which is to enrich the quality of life in Washtenaw County. And we do that through grants and scholarships and also in partnerships with groups like the United Way.
So, pandemic came early this year, hit the community, caused virtual shutdown. Has that reshaped the focus of how you serve the community in the moment?
Absolutely. While some of our philosophies remain the same, obviously, like everybody else, we had to pivot in how we thought about what the community needed the most. And actually, internally, what we realized was this was a time for us to lean in. Because of the endowment model, we did not have to contract our staff or our grant making. In fact, we accelerated our grant making and we continue to hire staff. And we asked ourselves, what were the most important ways that philanthropy could make a positive impact in saving lives and helping people through this immense crisis? We used data, we used conversations with other institutions, and we even used conversations with neighborhoods. Frankly, we completely reconstructed our strategies for grant making, and in a matter of a month, moved about $1 million of grants out the door, all specifically responding to the COVID-19 crisis.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU with our guest, Neil Hajra. Neil is the CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. From an internal standpoint, obviously you've mentioned the workload has increased, the community need is greater than ever. How is the foundation staff holding up through all of this?
Yeah, thanks for asking. We have a lot of staff with small kids. That obviously creates quite a challenging scenario when we've gone all virtual. So even before the governor's order, we decided to pretty much end physical office activities in order to protect the safety of our staff. But we also agreed that we needed to keep working very hard to make sure that those less fortunate than we were had the help that they needed. And so we have gone fully virtual, and we've become much more flexible. And obviously, David, like everybody else, the days and the weeks sort of have blurred together. But I'm really proud that we've been able to actually increase the grant outputs, and not just increase the outputs, but make really smart decisions that we think are addressing the most acute issues we're seeing right now. And then the other thing I'll mention is we're in conversation on what reentry looks like. We have the privilege and luxury of not having to go back to the office if the governor's order ends. And so we don't know what it's going to look like yet, but we're starting to consider the extent to which we stay virtual and the extent to which we start going back to the office.
Do you think that helps increase function or adds to the layers that you have to work through to get the work done?
Yeah. So on the one hand, going virtual has accelerated some activities we were thinking about for a long time. Let me give you one example. We've traditionally cut paper checks when we've made grants, and now the vast majority of grants we're making are deposited electronically. And while that sounds like a very simple change, it's actually very complex from a process and control standpoint. And so that's created a ton of new workload for us, but in the longer term, it'll actually be a big benefit. There's a lot of other examples like that in going virtual where we've discovered new capabilities that we have that we don't plan on letting go. On the other hand, David, I would say, like a lot of people are feeling right now, we're a place-based foundation. You know, our place is Washtenaw County, and I'm as convinced as ever that we need a place and an office, and our team to really be effective needs regular interaction. And while Zoom and phone calls are fine, over time, I think it'll be critical for our culture and our service mindset to interact together as well. But all, of course, done with safety first and foremost.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our Washtenaw United conversation with Neil Hajra continues. Neil is CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. So when you're assessing community needs and people are reaching out and seeking investment from you, what is the decision-making process in how to apply those resources, particularly in a time like this when so many are in need?
Yeah, that's a great question. And actually, when I think about how we make our decisions, there's a couple of layers to it. There are three sources of information, if you will, that we rely on. The first is direct advice from all the nonprofits that we funded in the past and that we continue to fund. And that's really important because these are frontline institutions who truly understand the needs of their clients and the people that they're serving all throughout Washtenaw County. David, the second source of information is actually taking a step back and using all sorts of data to help understand what's happening. So let me give you one example. Jimena Lovelock and the Department of Public Health mm-hmm. did a great job of revealing how COVID-19 is affecting different populations in Washtenaw County. So, for example, the infection rates and hospitalization rates for African Americans in Washtenaw County is 3 to 4 times as high as the population in general, which, of course, is unacceptable, but has really informed part of how we respond. So in addition to nonprofit feedback and data, our third strand of feedback is actually community members themselves. So it's no one person, but over the last 5 years, we've been developing relationships with partner institutions, with neighborhoods throughout Washtenaw County. So we've been leveraging those relationships to hear directly from neighborhoods that are both suburban, urban, and rural, telling us what they thought the biggest problems were and how philanthropy could help. And so then we take the nonprofit feedback, the data, and the community feedback together and then determine how we can best address those through the grants that we're making.
So we knew prior to the pandemic there were systemic issues that were creating inequities throughout our community and affecting some others more than others. And fact of the matter is that's been highlighted through the COVID-19 pandemic. This is a most unusual financial time, and the economy being hit, 23% unemployment. As you mentioned, the Community Foundation has about $150 million in assets. Is it going to be a part of the strategy over the next year or two as we move through recovery to perhaps dip into that and make greater investment?
So I should mention, David, to be fair, that the close to $150 million was at year-end. And so, as you can imagine, our investment portfolio has gone down along with everybody else's.
I'm aware.
So, absolutely. And so the answer is yes, but in ways that one might not expect. So we absolutely continued to grant make and send money out the door to good causes that help people. But I want to mention a second way in which we're actually unleashing more of our capital into the community. I mentioned our endowment and our investments. Those investments traditionally have been global in nature, like a lot of institutional investors. Just last year, we passed a policy that started investing some money locally So in addition to grant dollars going local, we're actually investing in local opportunities. And some of those investments will generate not just financial returns, but also social returns. So let me illustrate that for you, David. We're currently looking to invest in an organization that helps small women-owned businesses grow and develop. And we're looking to make $250,000 investment through that activity. And so those aren't grants. We expect that money to be returned. But along the way, it's actually addressing the economic issues that you're mentioning. We know that small businesses are struggling. We've certainly provided some grant support through a local business relief fund. But we think we'll make our biggest impact by starting to become a bigger local investor. And later this year, we're releasing a report based on over a year of study that identifies local investment opportunities that create not just financial return, but social return. And we're hoping to use that report to find other investors to join us in investing more within Washtenaw County.
Neil Hajra, as difficult as this has all been, and you may have just touched on the heart of the answer to this question, but there have been any number of silver linings that we can identify throughout our community through this time. You have to look for them sometimes. Where have you personally found those silver linings? Is it the manner, the changing manner in which you are becoming more invested and at the heart of the community?
I think, and of course, some of these silver linings are emerging out of terrible circumstances. So I want to be very respectful when I mention a few of these. But first of all, David, you actually mentioned it. I think more than ever, members of our community are aware of the disparities and inequities throughout Washtenaw County because the COVID-19 crisis has really laid them bare. And no, that's not a good thing that they exist, but the more people are aware of them, the more we can work to create systemic change to address those. And I think coming out of this crisis, more people in Washtenaw will be ready to make some deep changes in how we do our work as a community so that more people have the opportunity to thrive. So that's definitely one silver lining. Another silver lining is we've seen an incredible amount of new collaboration going on between institutions and individuals. So maybe it's partners who haven't worked together before, public partners, private partners. And I think those collaborations born out of necessity during this crisis will continue. And that's for the better of all of Washtenaw County. And then selfishly, David, I would say that along the way, the foundation that I work for and represent, we've certainly discovered new and effective ways of making grants that make a big difference in people's lives. And we're certainly not going to let that go. I think we're going to be more effective going forward as well.
You've touched on the community. You've touched on the professional. From a very personal standpoint, how has this experience, this pandemic, and the work that it has brought to your life, how is it going to affect the manner in which you live your life?
Yeah, wow, that's a great question. So that one takes context. I have three teenagers. At home. One is theoretically headed to college in the fall, assuming campus is open.
Right.
Two are high schoolers at Pioneer High School. And so, of course, where my mind goes, David, when you ask about the personal, is how can I best both protect my family as well as help them thrive? And then personally, David, actually, it helps me appreciate what I have so much more. And I've talked to a lot of people who feel the same way. And makes me more aware of the families who may not have the resources that I have to protect my family and make sure my teenagers are doing well. And then I'd say the other piece is certainly I joined the foundation because I could serve my community. And what I found is I'm more agitated than ever, and this is the honest truth, that we have to do everything we can to make a difference. And so I find myself leaning in to everything the foundation is doing right now. And then the last thing I'll mention, David, is I'm fortunate that my wife remains employed and very, very aware that that is not true for a lot of families. And so even for us, you know, we go week to week and month to month thinking things are good right now, but that could change on a dime. And so certainly, David, it's made us all a little bit more paranoid, not just for our health, but also for our financial well-being.
I would like to thank you so much for the time today, sharing of yourself and sharing the work of the foundation. Thank you all on your team for what you're doing in the community.
Well, and David, thank you very much as well. You're providing an invaluable service to all of Washtenaw County.
That is the CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, Neil Hajra, our guest on Washtenaw United. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it each Monday. For all coronavirus-related news, both from WEMU and NPR, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.